Praise the Lord, everybody. We can do better than that. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am so blessed. I am so happy to be here on today. In the absence of my pastor, Terrell F. Jones, and First Lady Jones, we're trying to keep the house together, amen. Nice to see our pastor get an opportunity to get a break, catch his breath, and relax and let him spread his wings, amen. It's a good feeling when he allowed me to be in charge of things while he is gone. You don't know what that means to me. I've came a long way, Sister Myra. When I was one of them knucklehead boys running them streets, now he allowed me to conduct business for God. Come, amen. This is a beautiful thing. Let alone when I talk to my mama every morning. If y'all don't know, I'm a mama's boy. I get it from my deacon, but he ain't gonna talk about that. But I talk about mother every morning. And she say, son, why is it then when you get close to work, somehow we didn't did church in the road in the morning? I said, mama, that's our road ministry. Every morning we gonna talk about God. In the evening, we're going to talk about God. Before I go to bed, we're going to talk about God. Because I have found him for myself. I know the good news. I feel the good news. I live the good news. Amen? I get so excited to be given another opportunity to preach, to teach, and do my best to convey the word of the living God. I don't take this lightly. Trust me when I tell you that. I am standing here as a representative of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm not taking this as a joke. I'm not playing games. I ain't playing church. We had a joke yesterday. My big sister's in the back. He said, Petey, are you going to cry on today? Because see, what happens is I'm so filled with that spirit. I want everyone to feel what I feel. And sometimes I want to cry out, but these cries are not of pain. These cries is of joy. I'm crying because he could have not chosen me, but he has chosen P.D. to do his ministry. When I'm crying with tears of joy. So, big sis, I told you I was going to say it. I ain't going to cry. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best. So, today, I want to come from the book of Romans. If you can rest on your feet just for a moment, we're going to come from the 14th chapter. 7 through 9. Romans 14, 7 through 9. And it reads, for none of us live to himself, and no one dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, I said, therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this end, Christ died and rose to live again, that he might be Lord of both death and the living. May God have a blessing to the hearing, to the doing of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for the opportunity. I thank you for opening my eyes another day and giving me the gift of life. Thank you for allowing me to stand before your people and convey your word. Father, now I ask you, hide me behind the cross so they can see you and you only. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Every heart say amen. You may be seated. The message I will do my best to convey today is who we are doing it. If I can put it together and say who we are doing it for, we can ask ourselves, why did we come to church this morning? Maybe you came to church because you had that new outfit. You want everybody to see. Maybe you came because this is your only social hour. Why did you come to church? The thing is, and he said in there, if we live, we live unto the Lord. So everything we do, everything we say is unto the Lord. So we come here to give him the glory. We come here to give him the praise. This is why we're here. Some need to be recharged. I come to church to be recharged because I'm attacked daily. But see, I used to be worried about being attacked and wonder why all these things are happening to me. What happens is when your light is on, the one who is evil sees you. So if they know if they knock you down, they're going to get five more others. So therefore, I don't stand for myself, nor do I walk for myself, nor do I talk for myself. It says right here, everything you do unto the Lord. Amen. So Paul, in this text, he was reminding them that everything we do, we belong to the Lord. In this life and the life to come. He was encouraging and exhorting the church in Rome that we should live graciously and generously with one another. We need each other. We need each other. Therefore, we are one body in Christ. Right? The problem is when we have differences amongst the members, we all some act that they shouldn't be in church. Last I checked, church don't belong to nobody here. So how can anyone say where you don't belong? See, I was taken off those streets and my eyes was open, so I'm happy that he chose me. So anyone is here, I'm helping you in the body. We can have differences, but let us work together. He wants everyone to know him for themselves. Just because we have differences. We can have differences. We can read the Bible and get our different interpretations. But that's why we study, so we can get on one accord. Mother spoke this morning and said, why aren't we coming to Bible study? Why you're not coming to Bible study would be the question. Because it said right here, everything you do unto the Lord. So why wouldn't you come and learn about the one you're trying to go see? Why wouldn't you not learn about the one that is going to be your advocate on that day? How can you study? Everyone who went to court or been in court talk to their lawyer before they go to court. How you not know about Jesus and want to stand for his God and his glory? You have to know him for yourself. Paul, and even in this scripture, he was talking about those who eat meat and those who do not eat meat, and that's just a difference in opinion. It does not mean you any greater than less than them. He said, if God has received them, why shouldn't you? Well, I don't like them because they don't do what I do. Last time I checked, you don't even do what you do, because everything you do belongs to God. Right here in the text, I ain't making this up, ladies and gentlemen. So we really need to encourage one another. We need to encourage one another. It's so easy to push them away. They don't hear or speak like I speak. Let me push you away. If someone were to push me away, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have the success that God has given me. When I tell you, when God has given me the success that I have today, I was a little light. A little light. He said, you don't put the light underneath the bed. Listen to me. One of my colleagues is here today. I'm telling you, God has exalted me in a place that someone from me, I can't even believe that I am here. So the thing is, and he knows myself, I am a light, but senior management listens to me. They come back and said, what did Kenny? They said, who is Kenny? I'm down here. But God has put me in a place. Because they know who I stand for. They know what I'm about. They come back and say, what did Kenny say? I'm telling you, my boss and my boss's boss asked me, did the boss talk to you? That is nothing but God. We need to encourage one another. The reason being, in the text of old, our brothers and sisters were being persecuted. I was studying the Book of Martyrs, and that is some depressing read, but it's necessary. It is necessary when we talk about doing the work. We're talking about doing the things for God, and those who before us gave up their life for the same thing I'm preaching on. They said Christians were the light of the street. Not the light like you think. See, back in the days, they poured hot oil on Christians, and they set them on fire. That's how they became the light of the street. They were being persecuted for the word of God. The book says they were being pressed with weights. They were being clubbed in their heads where their brains was gushing out. You say, who we are doing this for? Those before us been persecuted. And in Mount Ararat, they said many were crucified. Like Christ, piercing their side, put a crown on their head to imitate his passion. These are people like you and me. So Paul was and encouraged them. You can't quit on one another. We need to encourage one another and remind each other why we are here. Who are you doing it for? And we need to be very clear in this, why we are doing it. We take a time to reflect on why we're here. I reflect and remember that my grandma was one of the reasons that I'm here. When I was a youth, it wasn't an option about going to church. Wasn't even thinking about what you got set up for Sunday. All I was wondering is when we going to get home on Sunday. The older that man I've raised like me, it was 7 in the morning, sunshine, and oh, goodness gracious. We was there at Sunday school. We went church, and then thinking you're free, then you find out you got an evening service. So I told myself, I said, hey, when I get of age, when I turn 18, I'm gonna quit going to church. I got 21. I said, Mama, I got my own place. I ain't gonna see you on Sunday. It worked out, but look how good God is. With a praying grandmother and a praying mother, I am here on today. I'm here because I want to be here. I'm here because I found him for myself. I love the Lord. And I thank my mother and my grandmother for praying for me. I could have been in them streets. The streets wanted me. But now, I say, hey, I used to use this tongue for what was evil. Now I use his tongue for what is good. So everything I say, I do unto the Lord. And every prayer that I pray is unto the Lord. Because I know him for myself. Christians of the days of old, they were putting their life on the line just to do the simple things in life. And we ask, what are they doing it for? We're talking about they were just going to get some water. They were going to gather food. Taking a chance on being persecuted for things of that simple. See, it was different in those days and then the days of now, because you can go ahead and put on, I love Jesus. I stand on the word t-shirt. Here I am. But the thing is, a lot of people like to be seen as Christians. A lot of people want to be seen as Christians, but don't want to do none of the work. It's easy to say I'm a Christian and don't go to Sunday school. It's easy to say I'm a Christian and don't go to Bible school. It's easy to say I'm a Christian but don't even go to church. Everybody want to be seen because at work, yeah, she's a Christian. Be careful if you ask what she's doing. A lot of people like to be seen. I myself do not choose to be seen. I have not chose that. But God has put me in a place that I'm seen everywhere I go. So I got to be mindful of what I say. I got to be mindful of what I do. In everything. Every time that we have a banquet or whatever, they come and say, Brother Pete, can you say a word? You see, that thing is, I get an opportunity to put Bible and life lessons. I one time and asked Deacon Cooper, they asked me to say a word, and my team came back and said, Boss, you gave them Corinthians. I said, yeah, but they didn't even know it. See, anytime I get an opportunity to speak, it is about God, because everything I say doesn't have to be about God, but everything I say has God in it. You need to quit. If you see the signs of the time, things that are going on around us, the last days of you, the last days. But if we don't go to Bible school, we don't go to Sunday school, how then can we stand on the Word of God and be bold in your position? You got to know the Word to stand up and be bold in the Word. See, what happens is, I read Romans 8, 37 through 39. It's my deacon scripture. He said, yet all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things presented, ooh, that's good, nor things to come. How would you know that if you ain't studied your word? I'm here to encourage you that the time is near. Nothing in that text. That nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So therefore, I'm here today to encourage you to hold on to one another. We get the liberty to do the things that the other Christians wasn't able to do. We cannot persecute within our own body. We all in the body of Christ. We all belong to him. The scripture says, for none of us live to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live unto the Lord. And if we die, we die unto the Lord. So therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord. Everything we do, everything we say belongs to the Lord. So the thing is, if God has given you a talent, and you have a talent, what are you doing with your talent? If God has given you a talent, it's for his glory. And if he has given you a skill, it's for his praise. None of it belongs to you. He said, if your life belongs to God, then your talent belongs to God, and your skill belongs to God. Everything you do belongs to God. So we remember, we don't do ministry. And if you do it for money, then you have received your reward. Come on, somebody. See, Christ died for free. Now you want to charge me. That don't even work like that. Come on, somebody. Salvation is free. For all those who seek me, all you do is want them in your heart. All you need to have them in your spirit. And salvation can be. You can't just live any kind of way. You still have to do all things through Christ. Let's get out of here, Jermaine. For if you sing, you sing unto the Lord. Huh? And if you play, you play unto the Lord. Come on, somebody. And if you teach, you teach unto the Lord. So when I preach unto the Lord. Everything I do, and everything I say is unto the Lord. You know why I know this? Because I've tasted it for myself. God is good. God is good. Because I tasted it for myself. See, maybe somebody got taste bud issues, and they can't get that taste out their mouth. See, 1 Peter 1 through 3 says, therefore, lay aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Get that taste out your mouth so you can taste his goodness. He has been good to me. You seek this word like newborn baby. You seeking that milk like he never tasted it before. I got a taste for myself. I feel good about myself. You can't tell me nothing. God is with me. Even if you don't like me, I ain't doing it for you. If I walk, I ain't doing it for you. And if I talk, I ain't doing it for you. I do everything for God. I talk for God. I preach for God. I live for God. We must run this race. This race called life. It said, therefore, I am surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses. I'm talking about Father Abraham is calling me and go ahead, Petey. We talk about Isaac is saying, go ahead, Petey. My grandmother is saying, go ahead, Petey. And my mentor that's not with me today is now in the clouds. Deacon Carter is saying, go ahead, Petey. Do not give up. You cannot quit now. You done been too far. You done went to too many things. You can't quit now. So therefore, I'm going to run this race. I'm going to lay aside every weight, every snout is trying to pull me down. Everybody say, Peter, you can't do it. I say, get off me. I'm running for Jesus. You can't hold me down. I'm doing this for Jesus. The Bible tells me, don't run for yourself. Look to the author. Look to the finisher of our faith. I am running toward Jesus. I am running toward Jesus. But even if I fall, watch me get back on up. Even if I crash, watch me come back together. Because no one can deny me for the love of Jesus. No one, no thing, or anyone. Ladies and gentlemen, I am running to the promise. I am running to the promise. In Revelation, it says, John said, I saw the new heaven and the new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. Also, there is no more sea. John, I said, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God as prepared as a bride born for her husband. I heard a loud voice saying, behold, 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 that the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and he shall be. He shall be. You don't understand, this is my promise. This is what I'm looking for. They shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. This is the exciting part right now. So even if I'm crying, the Bible told me that God himself will wipe away every tear. Even if I'm crying, God himself will say, Petey, good job. Keep running, Petey. Keep doing what you're doing. He said in this promise, there will be no more death, nor sorrow, no more crying. I won't cry anymore. I'm going to see him for myself. I'm going to be standing with him saying, glory. Oh, I love Jesus. I can't express to you how much I love him. Oh. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of thee the fountain of water freely, the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts, to him who overcomes, shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But one thing, it said, the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, sexual immorality, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. I said all liars will have their part in the lake that burns. I said with the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. That is the second death. They say, Petey, why you run? Because I don't want to see that lake. I say, why you run? I don't want to burn up for eternity. They say, why you preach? Because he has given me the gift to share word. I don't do this for myself, nor do I ask to be here. Pastor called on me and said, Petey, bring a word. I said, whenever you give me the opportunity, I'm going to preach the Holy Spirit. I'm going to preach to Jesus. I'm going to preach to God, because everything I do belongs to him. So I close with this and ask yourself on tonight, who are you doing it for? God bless you all. Thank you.
Hallelujah.